Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
An effort to recall Liz Cheney. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. A Gillette woman has made a petition making rounds online in order to recall U.S. House Representative Liz Cheney. Gillette resident 57-year-old Shelley Horn is behind the effort. The reason is surrounding Cheney voting to impeach President Donald Trump. In a short time, the petition to recall Cheney has garnered more than 7,500 signatures. The petition set up by Horn has this statement on it, and I quote, "Liz Cheney does not speak for the people of Wyoming. We have had enough of these swamp people. This petition might not do much, but maybe it will tell her we will not sit by and take it anymore," end quote. Now, Cheney explained her impeachment vote by saying her vote was a vote of conscience and that it was a vote with a heavy heart. Governor Mark Gordon says the new Joe Biden administration is a threat to Wyoming's economy. Gordon also says he will fight Biden's assault and his regulations regarding fossil fuels. Gordon said this while talking to the state legislator. Take a listen.
Much of what underpins our economy, much of what pays our taxes, is under assault. Government regulation and short-sighted investment trends are putting immense pressure on our mining and extractive industries. There is good reason to be concerned that the actions of the next administration will further dampen the economic outlooks for energy and mining here in Wyoming. The signals being sent during the transition period indicate that the substantial progress we've made to reduce obstructionist, counterproductive regulation could be in peril.
Gordon also reiterated the states need to make cuts in order to stabilize Wyoming's economy. So far, Gordon has cut state spending by $250 million, and Gordon is eventually going to add some more cuts. Be listening to Basin Radio Network News tomorrow for more details regarding the school district in Gillette extending emergency paid sick leave. All that and more tomorrow in news. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network News Update.